Nearly 11,000 athletes are expected to participate in the 2020 Summer Olympic Games in Tokyo. 33 different sports are on the program there in Japan, with each competitor bringing something unique to their event. Now, the one thing that each contestant has in common, though, is the fact that they are created in God's image with a deep need to know Him on a personal, life-changing level. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart, and welcome to today's edition of Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check in anytime for more info. If you'd like to give, you can certainly do that quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Stephanie Brown-Trafton was a three-time Olympic discus athlete, gold medal winner at the Beijing Games in 2008, and she is back with me on today's Sports and Commentary. So last time, Stephanie, you said that you're going to go to Tokyo this year not to compete in the Olympic Games and try to win gold and discus, but to try to reach people with the gospel, to reach athletes and coaches and minister there. Tell me how God laid this on your heart, will you?
Well, when I was in 2008 games, I went to a chapels at the Olympic Village and was able to become friends with Madeline Manning, and she is a gold medalist in the 800 meters from the, I believe, the 68 Olympics. I'd have to look back, but she has been a chaplain on several, like more than at least 12 Olympic teams and world championship teams. She's like the go-to woman for track and field to, you know, provide a bit of that spiritual healing and loving and guidance, you know, during a lot of these meets. And she started a program with the United States Council for Sports Chaplaincy and inviting Olympians to come back and serve as chaplains. And that's she was the one who I met in 2008 and said, "Hey, I want to do what you're doing." And then 10 years later, she said, "Okay, it's your turn." So she was able to formulate with her team an academic program to train Olympians to go back and serve. And now we're looking forward to expanding the program. And so I'm one of the first ones to go through the program. And she's the one who kind of opened the door for us. And hopefully there's a lot more people who would walk through.
Mm-hmm. So as you know, these are the best athletes in the world, the creme de la creme. And I just wonder how much time, Stephanie, that they give to their, you know, thinking about their spiritual life and eternal destiny. I mean, they're on top. You wonder if they even need God. Do they think about that stuff at all?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We call it the performance-based identity, where we feel like our performance matters to the world. Therefore, we feel like our performance matters to God. And in that respect, our actual physical performance, it's not anything that God has required of us, you know, to be His loving child. It's, you know, we feel we have to perform in order to get His love. But, you know, that's a lot of athletes feel that. They may not know it or admit it right away, but the fact that they're kind of on the level where they have to perform day in and day out, it kind of relates to their relationship with God. So they're in great need of someone to kind of encourage them and come alongside them and say that, you know, God loves them and wants them to you know, enjoy what they do. He doesn't want them to just perform like circus, you know, like a circus animal. He's there to, you know, you're there for His glory, and you can glorify Him by enjoying what you do and loving it, doing it to the best of the ability that He gave you. So it's a good opportunity to kind of minister to the struggles that athletes go through like that.
Sure. It sounds like it can be a bit lonely at the top.
Yeah, it can be. Lonely and, in you know, self-pressure and pressure from agents and meet directors and, you know, the governing body. There's lots of pressures. There's the pressure to perform. There's the pressure to appear and go to all these different, events and promotional type stuff. So there's definitely a lot of those pressures. And I'm not saying that those don't exist anywhere else, but having to be able to compete well on top of that and perform well on top of all of the obligations is kind of a challenge, of course. That's why I believe it's necessary for somebody like myself who's been to the top of the medal stand to be able to go to an athlete and say, you know, I've been there, I've done that, I know what you're feeling, I know what you're going through, and, you know, God loves you. And there's a lot of potential for, you know, opening up spiritual doors in that respect.
Yeah, we'll be praying for that this summer. Can't wait to maybe catch up after you get back from Tokyo to see what God did. 40-year-old Stephanie Brown trapped in the Olympic gold medal winner in Beijing in discus. Thanks for coming back, taking all this time this week to share about your sport and your career and your Jesus, your personal faith. Appreciate it very much. God bless you.
Thank you very much. It's been awesome.